This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. So many ways you can listen to us. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 16th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
That is the foursome, as always. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the same number if you want to text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Again, you can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We've got a bevy of guests on the show today to talk about Terry McLaurin and the contract situation. John Keim from ESPN.com is going to jump on early at 6:20. Our pal Chick Hernandez, who was at Eastern Motors yesterday with the microphone right there by Terry McLaurin, he's going to jump on at 8:45. Joe Theismann at 9 o'clock. And we're going to talk a little golf. Steve Sands, anchor and reporter for the Golf Channel, will jump on as the Open Championships are underway tomorrow from Ireland, I believe.
Northern Ireland, yes.
Yeah, I got a buddy who is out there for the Open.
Oh, very cool.
Well, his colleague was on the show. Brendan Porath, his colleague, came on the show from Cracked Egg, Fried Egg, early in the morning. So we got a packed show.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Sands went for, he was calling the American Century Championships in Tahoe, and he took a flight from Tahoe or whatever airport all the way to Port Rush, Northern Ireland. I wonder how long that took.
I mean, there has to be a layover somewhere, maybe. I would assume.
We can ask him when we talk to him.
When you went to Spain, did you get those silly seats where you had all the room and everything when you flew to Spain?
Oh, that was so long ago.
You don't remember?
I think you would remember
when it's extraordinary. Like, my friends that traveled to Europe.
That was 25 years ago.
They have these huge, like.
But you got to remember that was Span Air.
Yeah.
You're thinking he has, like, had a pod?
I didn't have, like, business class or anything.
Yeah. It makes a big difference.
I think there were regular seats.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. I mean, it's a lot more palatable.
I know you were hating life in a regular seat flying to Spain. I know that.
I wasn't as angry of a person back then.
That's true, and you're younger, younger.
I mean, I was 29.
Yeah.
Maybe 30. I just didn't really care as much. But
he was on a honeymoon.
Now I would be angry.
Yeah. He's surly.
I fly an hour and a half, and I can barely take it. It's too cramped up. It's just butt uncomfortable. You're taxiing for 15 minutes or whatever. You know, you board. Let's say you're one of the first groups to board. Say the second group. You're on the plane for 45 minutes before you even go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just but uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Cakes has got it in my head that you're not allowed to put your seat back. So you're sitting there like this.
Hey, you do you, man. I'm just telling you, the way I feel when somebody, I feel personally violated when somebody puts their seat back
so
into my space.
I blame you. You got it in my head. So I don't do that. So I just sit there upright.
Yeah.
And I don't care if I'm just going to like Syracuse, New York. It's a nightmare for an hour and a half. It's not good.
I was a much happier person back then. So I don't think it probably bothered me. Now, when I went to Italy, and this was probably 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember exactly what year, but we flew one of those Airbuses. Mm-hmm. Is what they call them, Airbus.
Yeah. Big boys.
The double deckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you literally were in line waiting to get on the flight for an hour and a half.
Right.
That's how many people were on the flight.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
And I had regular seats. Now, the seats were pretty comfortable, but that was just a massive, massive plane. Yeah. I don't know how that thing gets off the ground.
Yeah, my buddy uses all his points and everything, and he gets these, like, pods. You know, you can lay out, and you have television.
Oh, yeah, that would be
You know what I mean? It's just, like, it's crazy.
No,
Jason, you're probably talking about the Airbus A380.
Yes.
Double-deck, wide-body, four-engine airliner.
What is it, about 500 passengers?
It's the largest passenger aircraft in the world.
That's what we flew.
I've walked past that before. It's massive.
Seats 525 passengers.
Yeah. It was full, believe me.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
What were you going to say, Valdez?
Oh, I was in one of those when I flew to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the double-decker?
Well, no, the pod.
Oh, one of those pods. Yeah, it's really
you
nice.
Felt like you were living the high life.
Well, I couldn't believe how cheap the upgrade was.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was less than $300.
Yeah.
And then...
So worth it.
And then you're... I did the math, like I would have to check my clubs, and when you had that status, everything flew free.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing the math on it.
This is a
sick deal.
Yeah.
And I think about it every time I board a plane.
It's totally different experience.
You're like isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if you wanted something, they have a stewardess that checks on you literally every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have blankets, pillows, TV.
You know, sometimes
multiple meals
on some of these planes.
It's outrageous.
So pampered.
When you're just a regular peon, my buddy calls it the peons. He always sends me pics and he goes, "I'm not flying with the peons."
I'm always flying with the
peons. I'm always a peon.
Yeah.
You don't even realize half the time that you're entering the plane like a third of the way in. Like sometimes they don't even even see that part of the plane. You don't even see it.
It's another country you're in.
Yeah.
That you enter the plane where the peons enter.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it did feel weird too because everyone, like when I go to fly, I'm in my hoodie and you know, not in sweats, but close to it.
Yeah.
And everyone's flying like they have a super serious meeting that they're getting ready to fly to.
Suits. Yeah. I fly in sweatpants and hoodies.
I fly
shorts,
in sweats.
I don't care.
But they have that zipper because I can't have my wallet and phone falling out.
I mean,
my
you
pants.
See old movies, people flying like in the 50s and 60s, they're wearing like suits.
Yeah, big
wearing,
deal.
Like
they're
dresses.
Also smoking cigs. Mike Marr, you know what? You should have been born in the 50s and 60s. It would have been your
he
day.
He definitely would have been chain smoking on flights in 1968.
It would have been your thing, buddy. How was Charlotte?
Dude, Charlotte, I mean, I love the South. There's nothing better at it. And like, way to set the tone for the trip. We were driving down, and there's a new gas station store hybrid that's just swinging a hot bat. We need more around the country.
What's the name?
What was the brand?
Get the camera on me. Let me turn this hat around. That's one Bucky's.
Oh, you're late to the Bucky's party.
You got a Bucky's hat?
I got swag. I got a
big
shirt.
Mark.
I got a hat.
You loved it so much, you bought gear.
I had to get the swag, man. They had such a wild collection of shirts, sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I mean, the weirdest array of stuff, like cornhole boards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I had to try the food. The food there was incredible.
You definitely got a brisket sandwich. Or something like
brisket
that.
Brisket sandwich and then a beast burrito. I could have that every day for the rest of my life to start my mornings.
Right. Nice.
Oh, you would destroy bathrooms.
An hour down the road, you're definitely pulling over.
What about once you actually got to your destination?
Once we got there, we hit Sam's Club, had a great trip there, and then that's always a good time.
What'd you get at Sam's Club?
Bucky's and
Sam's
Club.
All your beer and everything?
Yeah, we loaded up on snacks, drinks, and then Saturday morning, really early, we had a 9 o'clock tea time. There's a new floor for me. That's what I was telling Valdez when I came in here. It was the best round of golf I've ever played. We beat the heat, got out before it got way too hot in the afternoon, and then went to Texas Roadhouse.
Right.
Texas Roadhouse.
Good
I mean.
Eats.
Yeah, round of applause for Texas Roadhouse.
How many chains
did
you hit?
He's big on chains, I love it.
Texas Roadhouse is incredible. And then did Dave and Buster's that same night.
Yep.
Kind of just moving around a lot. But
it was a very busy day.
Yeah.
Basically could have gone to Gaithersburg and hit every one of those spots.
Yeah, it was good to, you know, catch up with some old friends and just, you know, travel around. Did mini golf one of the nights as well. Just a lot of smoking and joking. A lot of good times.
How many cigs on the trip?
A little less than half a pack over the span of 3 days.
That, five?
That's not bad.
And not bad
like
at all.
It's like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight or nine smokes. Job.
So there's 20 in a pack?
20 in a pack, yeah.
Yeah, well, how many Zins?
A lot of Zins.
All right. Back on?
We were mowing through the Zins. Thankfully, there was a gas station not too far away, so you know, I had to pop in and out of there every couple days.
Mm-hmm.
But Charlotte,
you didn't buy
man,
a 55-gallon drum of Zins at Sam's Club?
I decided
not to do that.
Now, they did have something at Bucky's, and it was, because they didn't have Zin there, so I had to go to a different store, but it was some five cans for $5 knockoff Zin.
Ooh, you should have bought that.
I thought about that, but I was like, that just has to be trifling. I mean, it's got to be like the worst
You're
thing ever.
You're discerning about the nicotine pouches you're stuffing
into your
lip.
I'm sure real nicotine pouches aren't trifling.
But that Bucky's, just to tie things back together, Bucky's was a zoo. I've never been to a place that was more crowded.
You went to the one right near JMU, right?
Yeah, the one that just opened.
Yeah.
Of course, a Bucky's that's been open for, I think it's been open for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mob scene.
Yeah, I've never been to a place like that as crowded as it was, and everyone's getting their, you know, Bucky's onesies and just like the most random things in people's carts. People are bumping into each other.
How excited were you while you were in there?
I was over the moon. I spent about like an hour and 20 minutes in there.
What?
Yeah. We were chilling. I mean, you had to look at everything. I mean, it's just, it's like white trash paradise.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it is perfect. Right in my alley.
Right at home.
Right. Did you get to holler at any chicks while you were down there? Or?
A little bit with the cart girl on the golf course.
I'm sure that's not passe.
That's so cliche.
Well, she was the one driving the conversation because I was just there trying to get some transfusions, and then she was talking about this old lady that was giving her a hard time earlier in the round, so you know, just started spitting game a little bit back and forth.
Let me guess, you were massively over-tipping her, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just put it on our card, and then at the end of the round, we were just like, charge that one to the car.
I've seen a few TikToks where those chicks are like, I made $2,500 at the course today in 3 hours.
At least he's in the right age range.
That's
perfect. It's always creepy when you see the 60-year-olds hollering.
Yeah, he's in the right spot. He's in the sweet spot.
You get a little hot and sweaty, a little dehydrated. Everything looks the same.
All right. Well, good to have you back, Mike. Got a lot of Terry McLaurin talk today.
Yes,
we got John
Keim
joining us shortly. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. John Keim from ESPN.com next here on The Junkies.
Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Molski struck him out with 102.
Laser beam! Walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hack Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Yesterday, before Terry McLaurin went to Eastern Motors in Laurel, we were talking about how the Garrett Wilson contract might impact Terry's negotiations. And we had a poll. And it's interesting, the poll at Junks Radio was whether the Wilson contract was going to help the deal get done, whether it wasn't going to affect it, whether you were nervous, that sort of thing. Well, before Terry spoke, the majority of voters were saying help gets the deal done. After Terry spoke, nervous man nervous became the leader in the clubhouse in the poll.
Numbers dipped.
People sweating it. All right, let's talk to our pal John Keim, ESPN.com reporter, covers the Commanders. And of course, John, we're going to have to start with the Terry situation. John, how do you read what happened yesterday at Eastern Motors, where he spoke for a while to reporters?
Okay, so we knew that there was frustration because, you know, obviously there hasn't been any movement for a little while. So you knew there was frustration. And he expressed that. He wants to stay here. There's no trade demands or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that would accomplish a whole lot, to be honest. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of teams would love a Terry McLaurin. The hard part is, what would you trade and then sign him for? That's a lot. And I don't see this team wanting to do that because they think they can go somewhere and you're giving up, you know, your second best offensive player. It doesn't help you get there. So draft picks don't help you get, you know what I mean? So, and they're not, it's not, no, TJ Watt's not going to be traded for him. So, you know, but he made it clear he wants to be here. You know that. And I think his value is high here because of what this community, how much this community embraces him, but conversely, how much this team needs him. But the other part was there were multiple references to, you know, who he is, his, what he's gone through here, you know, like, you know, a stand-up guy during very difficult times. And part of me believes that, like, that's part of what's going on here, that he's been a stalwart for this franchise, again, through the Snyder years, when it was very tough. And he was the guy who would get asked all these questions, but he always just kind of, he was very professional, went out and played well.
He was kind of like the spokesperson of the
team, he was the spokesperson. He was the face, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
and he was always positive.
Know, yes.
Always positive. And so do you feel like you should be rewarded for that? But on the other side, you're going to have, you know, and he brought up the age and he talked a little bit about that, where it's like, can't you go on a case by case basis? Because 30 coming up here is definitely this. And it's why I always felt this would be a tricky one, you know, because they look at it, it's like, you're going to be 30. Like, we want to get paid, not just because you're 30, but, you know, when the contract going up, you're going to be 33, 34. That's the other part, right? So you have a side here who was not here during the turbulent years. It's gotten better because of them. So, like, you know what I mean? And you know, so that's why, like, there's just a lot of good points, I think, on each side. And I you know, but they seem to be at times in conflict with one another with it. So it's not like, you know, I can tell you that this team wants him back. You know, I think they understand how good he is and what he means to the offense. But, you know, and Terry talked a lot about wanting to be valued. And then if you see And the hard part throughout all of this is, who is the direct comp for him? Just like you're trying to buy a house on a street, you always look at the comps. Like, who is that direct comp? Like, Garrett Wilson signed a deal. Well, Garrett Wilson's only going to turn 25 soon. I think next week he turns 25. Like, that's a hard comp because of that, right?
Yeah, it's a good point, John, because you look at the ages of guys like Garrett Wilson and Amon-Ra St. Brown. At 24, he signed his deal, and he's making a tick over $30 million AAV. Right. So, yeah, that's going to be a tough bridge the gap for his agent.
For sure. But then you look at like a guy like T. Higgins, is like 28.75, something around that point, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be more than that because Terry's the number one guy here.
Yep.
You know, and so it's got to be, you know, DK Metcalf is, you know, has a deal somewhat similar to Wilson's, not the same guaranteed money. So, which is always the key. The guaranteed money is the key. The average annual whatever is like cosmetics, but it's always the guaranteed money. So, you know, but DK was in the same draft class. The production is similar, and last couple of years it's been better for Terry. But he's 2 years younger. So, like, that's where that age comes into play. And then you can't look at Mike Evans because he signed his when he was around, I think he was 30, going to turn 31. But he had been in the league for 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, he had kind of leveled off a little bit, whereas, you know, but his deal ultimately was worth, like, you know, $42 million over 2 years. Like, that's not a starting point. Here's the other thing. The starting point then becomes let's say he plays under this contract and then you want to keep him, you franchise him. Well, that'll be like, I had Joel Corey on my
30.5 or something
30.5, right. So like, if you're his size, like, well, is that, if this is how it could play out, let's make that the starting point. So, you know, like I said, it's just both sides want to be in business with one another, but it's getting to that right place. And you can't, you know, I know everybody's like, just pay him. Well, you don't operate where you just give someone whatever they want, because it still has to make sense for you.
They're going to lose the PR war on this, though. If they go hard, they're really going to lose it.
Yeah. Well, this group has done everything very, very well. Like, look at what they've built in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know, there are a lot of players that they could win that war with. This is a tough one.
This is not the one.
Yeah, it's right. And like, and this is why I say, like, it's, but I don't know, you know, ultimately, I mean, I have a hard time believing it doesn't get done, because they need one another.
Yeah.
And Terry's value is going to be higher here because of the reason why he'd win that PR battle, because he is beloved and he is embraced here. If, you know, he goes somewhere else, then you become a high priced acquisition. Here, he was the underdog who became the face, who is the beloved guy, and a leader here, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, he's done all those things right. He's highly respected in the locker room. So it's not just within the fan base, it's also within the locker room. That's why ultimately, like, this is a smart group running this place. So ultimately, I think they will understand that. And it's, you know, but there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, again, you can't just, you know, I don't know that anybody really knows the number, but of all the entire thing, right? But it's all of it is why I always thought that this would be a trickier one, you know. But again, both sides are better together, and I think they know that. And you can't go out and compete for a Super Bowl if that's what you're going to do without him.
How do you think it was perceived by the front office? Because I listened to the whole thing, and I thought he came off incredibly well. Very unusual, right, that these guys speak directly to the media and to the fans when they're in the middle of something like this. He didn't give away specifics, but obviously age is the centerpiece of this thing. That's the thing that's kind of holding it all back. I thought he handled himself incredibly well. I know some people think maybe it was a diva-like thing. I didn't get that impression one iota of it. How do you think the front office perceived it? I thought it was very smart on Terry's behalf, to be honest.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, the front office here isn't talking at all.
Yeah.
And they're not engaging. Like, you won't get anything from them.
Right.
during this. So,
if you had to guess.
If I had to guess, I think there's some points that they'd say, like, well, you know, if you could put your set out there, it would balance it out a little bit. But I also think they know that there's no value in that. Mm-hmm. Because, one, it would just, you don't want to, you know, I think that they don't negotiate through media. Mm-hmm. And whether it's on or off the record, right? So, you know, if I had to guess, I think there's probably, you know, I'm sure that they would have some sticking points, whether, like, you know, with, and I don't know exactly what they would say, but, like, let's say if, you know, when it's the no negotiations, well, why is that? That's what I don't know, right? Is it? Is
I feel like they're leaning on him being a good guy and that they're going to get like this Tony Gwynn, Cal Ripken, you know, hometown discount here. And they're just waiting for that to kick in.
I don't know about that. I don't know that. I don't know that they're waiting for a hometown discount because, I think it's all the other reasons, the age and going forward. Whereas I think, again, when you listen to Terry, I think there's a, hey, this is what I've also done for this place, right? Mm-hmm. And Terry's always been really good and thoughtful when you talk to him. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't pop off, right? I think clearly there's a lot of frustration. But, you know, he's not going to sit there and I think, like, again, trade me or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Not, certainly not at this point. But I don't think they're waiting for a hometown discount. I think that, again, I think the hard part is, you have two sides, like, this is how we see it, and this is how they see it.
Don't you agree that, I agree with his sentiment. That you have to sometimes take things on a case-by-case basis. Sure, Father Time is undefeated, but I have a little less wear and tear. Didn't play that much my first couple years at Ohio State. I'm only in my seventh season. I'm playing at my highest level. I still think I have my best football, but just as fast as I've ever been. I don't know. I think he made a good case.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then it becomes, well, what's the length of the contract that you're looking for compared to what they feel comfortable giving? Because, again, it's you're turning 30, but then when you're getting this contract, you know, when you're getting a lot of big money, you're going to be 33. So how, you know, that's, you know, what's it going to look like at that point? But yeah, no, I agree. Like, he did not show signs of slowing down last year. I mean, it was the opposite.
Right.
And he has a quarterback that he clicks with and that he was highly productive with, you know, and it was comparable production before, except for the touchdowns, where it was obviously his by far his best year. So, you know, I think that is, but it's not just turning 30. It's what does it look like at 33 when, you know, you're still getting a big number. So that, and so that's all, like I said, that's what the sticking point was going to be. And, but they're well aware of what he means. It just has to get done. And, you know, we're still like, I mean, this group has not here, but in other places has done big contracts. Right. And I know, I mean, Adam Peters was in charge of San Francisco, but, you know, he's been there when they've done some of the things and, you know, experienced cap and all that, cap guys. So, you know, that it just hasn't, they haven't done it here, but, you know, there is experience there with with situations. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could see a scenario where does it get done right before camp? Well, it doesn't look like there's the momentum for that at this point. But, you know, at what point in camp do you start to say, like, it's got to get done now? And I know for some people, it's like, get done right now. And I understand that. You know, I think in the past, the holdout stuff was always, to me, never good because for both sides, because if you're not in camp, some guys come and get hurt. They're not doing the same stuff. But if you have these hold-ins where you're doing some stuff but not others, then at least you're around and conditioning.
Did you guys ask that? Because I heard a muffled reference to, I think you were asking
He wasn't there yet, right?
I was up at Bristol at ESPN, so I missed that one. So I asked it, was on NFL Live here in person. He was asked where he's working out. Here's one thing I know about McLaurin. He will be in shape. He will be ready.
No doubt.
I don't, and that's where you say case by case. Like, there are some players you could say, like, well, is he doing all of this? Then you don't know. But with McLaurin, I think you can feel pretty safe in saying that he will be in the exact shape he would be need to be in
otherwise.
Because that's just who he is.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, like, there's it, he is he'll do exactly what you need him to do to be, you know, but I still think like, you know, if you're holding out, like, it, you don't want that here, right? Because everything was so positive last year that, you know, they don't want to have something like that. But, you know, it could be like, does it get done right before the second preseason game or right after that? You know, you still get enough time. We'll see. But, like I said, both sides are better together. And I think they realize that. And,
going to get done. It will.
Yeah. It has
to get done. Right.
You can't, you know, again, because I think the key point, it's not just what the fans are saying, which obviously it's important, but it's not going to factor. It's what the locker room is feeling. That's a bigger deal because those are the people in the building who understand what he means to them as well. And, you know, he's obviously a highly respected guy in there because of how he's handled himself, because of what he's done, and what they know he means to the team.
Hey, so, John, as this drags on, do you see Jaden becoming more and more vocal in support? And you just think he just sits on the sideline, lets it work out?
I don't know that would, you know, that's, you know, Jaden is very much like, this is what my job is, and his job is to, you know, play quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that he would, I'm sure he would say like, yeah, we want him here, but that's above my pay grade. You know, I mean, they all know, like, I don't think anything that he says is going to change anything. Do you know what I mean? Like the place knows what he means to them. That's not a secret. So, you know what I mean? Like any sentiments, it's, you know, maybe he goes to them privately and asks, but I don't think he's going to go to, you know, Josh Harris and say, let's get it done.
Right.
There may have been some quarterbacks in the past that may have done stuff like that.
And there's
that.
Still time. Yeah. I mean, there's still time.
There's still a lot.
I mean, I know he said they haven't talked in a month, and it looks like
they're clearly playing hardball.
They're very divided, but, I mean, I still believe that can change in a day.
I think they're very divided.
John, I don't know if you mentioned this. If you did, forgive me. I've been reading a bunch of stuff during the interview, but did he mention – that he would be a hold in versus a hold out.
That's what I was asking.
Do you think he would actually show up to camp and just sit on the sideline?
I think he said to be determined. He doesn't know.
Yeah, okay, right. yeah. And he, you know, one thing.
But what's your vibe on that? What's your vibe?
It's just a guess. Mm-hmm. But at this point, like, it seems like the trend is to hold in, partly because you don't get fined. It's
right.
$50,000 a day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't care how much money you make. Like, that's a lot.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. $50,000 a day, of course.
Yeah, no. So, you know, that's why the trend has been hold in. Do some minimal stuff and be around. Do, you know, just not going through team drills or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could see that more, and, you know, more than anything, it's, you know, but it's, yeah, this is not ideal. And like I said, this is why I always felt this would be tricky, because they're just little things that both sides would have to maneuver and be more comfortable with.
Yeah.
But the one thing is, like, the one thing that for McClellan was saying too, is just a lot of, like, I know where I'm valued and I have my value, and, you know, you know what I mean? And I think, like, this isn't just a listen, he's going to make a lot of money one way or another. Like, I don't think anybody should shed any tears for what he ultimately makes. But I think when you're in those positions, it's also like, well, do you value me the same as this guy? Like, do you not see me in this guy's range? And it's more about,
it's respect.
You know what I mean?
It definitely is respect.
Well, and it's just like, how do you see me? And I think anybody who's ever gone through a contract negotiation probably understands that.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? Like, you're paying me less than this guy. So do you not see me in this light? And that's one thing I think, like I said, that the word value came up certainly a few times.
Yeah.
All right, John, we got to run. Appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, John.
See you,
John,
JK.
Time on the Terry McLaurin contract situation, which will be giving you updates throughout the show. Chick Hernandez is going to join us at 8:45. He was at Eastern Motors yesterday with Terry. Joe Theismann at 9 o'clock, and our pal Steve Sands on the Open Championship from Northern Ireland. He'll join us at 9:45. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Let's open up the Junkies sports page because there's not a lot going on, and yet there were big events going on last night.
Yeah, All-Star Game.
All-Star Game, Summer League.
Something we've never seen before.
WSOP Final Table.
Yeah, they're down.
Caitlin Clark played.
Yeah.
She played and then she got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, so. By the way, Final Table, the WSOP is down to four people, correct?
Down to four. They'll end it today.
And the leaders just got a billion chips.
Michael the Grinder Mizrahi has 76% of the chips in play.
All right.
So that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's the overwhelming favorite to take home the 10 mil.
He should take it down.
I actually know that name. Did Brett play with him in Costa Rica years ago?
I'm not sure if he did, but he's been in the poker scene forever.
He might have been there.
Him and he has like four brothers that also all play poker.
They all play, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just in their blood.
Degenerate family.
This degenerate family. Yeah. Probably a broke family.
They could be. Who knows?
Mike Mizrahi ain't going to be broke.
If he takes it down, he's going to take down 10 mil.
Yeah, but you
know how much he has staked.
He probably has 10% of himself.
Yeah,
we'll see. Anyway, All-Star Game last night. Something we've never seen before, a swing-off to decide the tie. Remember back in 2003, they had the tie in Milwaukee, and fans, they just ended it, and Bud Selig got booed, and they threw stuff on the field. Yeah. They didn't want to see that. So, and I didn't realize they negotiated this a few years ago, that if it does end in a tie after nine, that they will go to a swing-off. But they did, and then each manager had to throw up three players, and Kyle Schwarber hit three bombs on three swings, and he's the MVP. He didn't participate in the home run derby. He said he didn't want to do that, but he did participate in this. and they get the win based on the tie-breaking rules.
I enjoyed watching bits and pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like when they have the players mic'd up during the inning.
Yeah, I mean,
just, I saw, Pete Alonso mic'd up. The Cubs shortstop was mic'd up during one of the innings. Clayton Kershaw was mic'd up.
Yeah.
I mean, Kershaw was getting pitch advice, EB, from John Smoltz while he had the ball on the mound. Smoltz was like, throw a cutter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Kershaw's like, I don't have a cutter. He'll throw a slider.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
That's very cool. They do that in spring training, too. But, yeah, it's very cool.
Kind of makes you think they should do it during the regular season, too.
But it's 6-6, They nationally didn't have any more available pitchers, so they had to go to the swing-off because they weren't just going to stop it. So 6-6.
Mackenzie Gore got in there.
He got eight. Nice inning. Yeah. James Wood pinch hit. Went over. But final score was 6-6. The National League got on the board early in the bottom of the first off Skubal. Marte had a double, scored a couple runs. Alonso ended up hitting a three-run bomb in the sixth, put him up 5-0. They tacked on one more, so it was 6-0. And then in the top of the seventh, American League got four back, tied it in the top of the ninth, and then went to the swing-off. So there you go. Now the regular season, of course, the second half will start again on Friday.
Yeah, I watched some of it, but I'm not going to lie. I was more interested in the Wizards Summer League, and then I got bummed.
I was until I saw the starting lineup, and a guy named Leaky Black was on the floor, and I said,
What a disappointment.
Well, we kind of talked about that yesterday.
I know.
What a disappointment.
We
said that
these young players don't play every game.
I mean, Riley had right thumb soreness, sits out. Trey Johnson, tight hammy, sits out.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm not watching A.J. Johnson. I mean, as much as I like him, he's a nice young piece, but... I mean,
really
I'm not going to sit here and watch this when I can watch guys muck the best hand in WSOP. Like, I'm not going to do that.
It was a bummer. I mean, A.J. Johnson is potentially one of their key pieces in the future.
Yeah.
He's not nearly as exciting as the other guys.
But
they clearly don't consider him as good as the others. He's on the B team.
Yeah, and he's playing. he's playing.
Yeah, I stayed up for that. It was very annoying. When it became obvious.
I mean, Edgecombe played for Philly, but he's also sat out some games, too. How many summer league games do they play?
I think
it's like 76.
Six or seven.
Oh, you mean a total?
I mean, each team.
Oh, like, yeah, six
five,
or seven,
five or
I
six,
think.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, so 74-58. The Wiz didn't shoot the ball well. 30% went 6-for-30. From the arc, so
yeah, about the only guy worth talking about on that box score would be
AJ Johnson. Sure, I mean they got so many young kids. I mean I call them kids on that roster.
They are.
They got one of the youngest rosters. Have to. You know what? Adam Silver talked about expansion in Vegas.
Your friend yesterday. Adam Silver, who you met at Capital One.
I did.
This past season.
Still have a picture with him. The NBA hasn't expanded for about 20 years and, he didn't actually get real specific about it, but he said they are exploring it and maybe we're going to see some expansion here in the next few years for the NBA. Could happen.
I mean,
to get to see even worse basketball.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't affect me at all.
Yep.
Just dilute the product even more.
What cities will be in the mix?
He said they're curious.
I think Vegas and Seattle.
Vegas,
are two
okay,
of the
those make
Vegas,
sense.
Vegas. Well, I think that's why he was speaking about it because he was in Vegas. But eventually you're going to see it. Just a matter of when, where. So look for that. Shaq had an interesting. Did he tweet this or did he say it?
I think he said it on his podcast. He's not a fan of RG3.
He was on the
pod.
We were talking about the RG3 comments.
Tweet another monkey post about my girl injuries. I'm punching your face. Okay? It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro. You got your job. You got your podcast. Leave my injuries alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. Stop it. That's the last time. Okay? Thank you. Sorry about that.
So Shaq joining the legions of people who are over RG3.
Isn't he kind of misinterpreting the RG3's tweet? RG3 was defending Angel Reese and like saying that the people who are sending racist attacks,
I'm sure he was defending,
are in the wrong.
But I think Shaq just doesn't want him like
acknowledging
giving that the fire more oxygen.
I thought
RG3 is not the one that put up.
Is RG3 the one that said that Angel Reese hates
Yes.
Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
And, you know, yes. And she claims she doesn't. So
yeah. So I don't think,
well, you know, we all know
I don't think he misinterpreted that.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because that's the controversial part of the statement, is that she hates Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Which we know she does.
Well, I mean, a lot of people do.
It's pretty obvious.
I mean, if you think Angel Reese isn't jealous and or hates Caitlin Clark.
Well, what do you think of Caitlin and the way she's been acting, like the way she was acting with the ref last night? You know, she's clearly a fiery chick.
She's been like that forever, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying that she's not, but you're seeing more and more of her personality. I don't know if it helps her or hurts her.
You want to hear more of Shaq taking down RG3?
Would love it.
Yeah.
First of all, let them girls, like, leave them alone.
Yeah.
Like, it's a shame. It's a shame that all the stuff you did in your life, you're going to be remembered for your podcast. You're going to be remembered for your podcast. That should tell you you're not that great. I don't want to be remembered for Shaq's bit podcast. I do not. So.
He's really mad.
Leave those girls alone. You already spoke on it. Let it go.
Man.
Can't believe
it. He's basically saying, nobody's going to remember you for your quick NFL career. They're going to remember you for your goofy podcast. He's definitely taking a shot.
Oh, he's taking a shot. he said he punched him in the face.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see what RG3, how he responds.
And I mean, like, we know that Brett has had Shaq at Doggy Jams, said he's like the nicest guy ever. I know a guy that hosts events and hosted Shaq at an event here recently and said he's the nicest guy on the planet. So Shaq is definitely like clearly rattled, and RG3's gotten under his skin. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely pissed. You can tell.
Hmm. All right. Last but not least, I don't know if you guys remember he's kind of a journeyman pitcher, Dan Serafini.
Yes, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was convicted of first-degree murder yesterday. Also attempted murder and first-degree burglary stemming from a 2021 shooting of his wife's parents. I believe it was in Tahoe or near Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He shot Gary Spohr and wounded Wendy Wood, the wife.
Yeah, killed the mom of his dad, wife.
Yeah. Killed the dad. Now, she was critically wounded but died a year later.
Right.
And prosecutors presented the jury with transcripts of emails, text messages.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I think he was on video.
He was on video all around the house.
I think the motive may have been just to capitalize on their death insurance or whatever.
It was definitely, involved.
Life insurance, whatever.
Yeah. There was a $1.3 million loan that the in-laws had given him and his wife for some sort of a project. I don't know if it was for the house. Maybe it was for their house. And then the Sacramento Bee also reported that Serafini's wife had gotten a $90,000 check from her parents to give to him to buy a car for him.
Okay.
So they were giving money. They were giving money to them. But
he murdered one of them or both.
Well, eventually both. Yeah. Because the woman died. Oof. But there was no reaction from him
right
after the verdict came down. That's when I know.
Cold-blooded killer.
Right. That's when I know. Because if you didn't do it, you'd be screaming.
Yeah.
You'd be screaming.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do this.
Well, he just knows. He's dead.
He's dead. So he'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
Coming up next, we're going to get back into the Terry McLaurin situation. But let's touch on your opinion of the front office. Is your opinion changing on Adam Peters, the GM? We'll take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.